Learning over here the Daf Yomi. Hey, look at Rebbe. Rebbe Yisrael Liman Shlita. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shakol Nihyeh Bidvaroi.
Amen.
Up Daf Mem Hem days we're up to Vechein Linyan Tumas and Tumim Makbir of Chaitzim. Vechein Linyan Tumah, yeah? In Makbir of Chaitzim, the Emirates said, Bikiyumoy Harei the Harei Hi Ke Areva. When it comes to Tumah, got it, it's Daf Mem Hem days 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom. Got it? It's just me and you tonight.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, Ridowitz is not here, and Lobel is nittle. It's nittle tonight. You're not allowed to learn. It's also to learn. Also, don't learn. You're not allowed to learn. Right, the chaylin in tumma. In makbel of chaytzeitz in reitzin the kiyumay harei haru kareva midam. When it comes to tumma, if you makbel upon it, then it's a chatzitza. And if you want the kiyumay harehu kareva, if you want it to remain there, so it's part of the pat. Fact the gemara midami. How can you compare tumah to midami? How can you compare tumah to what? To Rashi midami. They tell me the chayin chasim al pesach b'shir b'kazayis the pasuk b'kazayis the tali milsa. V'yachat tali milsa b'kapeda loy shna porta loy shna tuva. So Rashi explained to Moritz Kasha, how can you compare the case of Tumah to the case of Mat, the case of Chol Pesach? By Pesach, it all depends upon the Shi'ur. There is a Kezayis and Pachos in the Kezayis. When it comes to Chatzitza for Tumah, it all depends on if you're Makbid, if you're not Makbid. Okay, Bikipeda Talmud is a person, in other words, do you care that it's there? It's not a matter of... It's kepeda. We don't use the word bittel. We use the word, are you makbid in being there, you're not makbid. Okay, so he's basically saying that it's entirely two different reasons. We have to read the Rashi again, and therefore, it's not correct to say the word v'chein. When it says word v'chein, that's a connotation that there's a direct similarity between the two. So, nochmal the Rashi, very important Rashi, explains me that we call v'chein. Pass over Pesach b'shir t'kabeshir k'zayis. Upachos nikzayis talia milsa depends upon the shiur. V'hocha talia milsa b'kapeta loishna purta loishna tuva. So what's the word v'chein? That Rashi really needs a lot more hesber. I need that Rashi. It bothers me, this Rashi. I need over here a shiur from Rabbi Yisrael Liman. Nice Shabbos morning at 7. Do you still give the shiur? When do you give the shiur? When are you giving the shiur? You give the share in a rich consul?
What am I giving the share?
Yeah.
Right now it's somebody else's turn.
Tell them to move over. Tell them to get out of the way.
I can't hear what?
Tell that guy to get out of the way. Make room.
Yeah, I don't know. Like
make room for the real Rosh HaYeshiva.
It's not business. I don't have to stick my nose to these things.
Alright, so here we have the Kpeh Loishna Positif. What's the word Vichin? What's the word Vichin? Frankly, Marcel Midam, Vichin Lintum, so what's the word of Midami? Hasam Bishir Tali Milsa, Vacha Bibitical Milsa, Amra Gudam Ema, Uli Inyan Hatome Enoi Kane. So he says, Enochinami, he says, Enochinami, you're right. There should be a different gear, so you should say that it's not the same thing. Uli Inyan Hatome Enoi Kane. It's not so. What do we mean over here? It's not so. The din of tumah, in other words, change the girsa. Frag the gemara, really? Omar lein. I have my gemara and ois gimel on the side. Omar abaye. V'ha v'chein lein in tumah ketani. How can you possibly say that it's not the sin? But it says v'ferish in the Mishnah, he does say the chein. How can you go and challenge the girsa? El omar abaye. Hachi kol mar abaye means to explain this answer. El v'chein lein in seiruf. Tumah the Pesach. When the Mishnah says v'chein, it means to combine tumah the Pesach u'v'shor yimois hashana ikah pluksa hechidami. Let's just read a few words of the Gemara. We'll see the Rashi. Hechidami. Go ahead and say with ikah pachus mikabeitza oichlin. What's the case? Here's the case. You have present pachus mikabeitza oichlin. You have less than a beitza of oichlin. V'nagu b'hai botzik. And the food touched in this dough, so b'Pesach, when it comes to Pesach, the Isurei Choshev, where the Isurei Choshev mitzvareif, it's going to combine. The Shoyim Mois Hashana, the Bekepei the Taldi Milsa, in Machbril of mitzvareif, in Reitz the Kiyumai Harayu Kareiv. Okay, so we have to see Rashi over here, but basically here the Yisoid is, this is the basic Yisoid, that in order for a food to contaminate something else, it must have the minimum shiur of a beitza. Are you there, Yishol? Are you there?
Yeah. Plus, it has to be depending on what kind of food you're being metabolic. Either recent or chaining.
No, you don't need to come on that yet. We don't need. That's a separate. Let's say liquid. Let's say for sake of simplicity, the food's going to be metabolic mashke. A mashke can come from anything. Anything. So the point over here is, we, in order for an object to have the ability to contaminate something else, it needs to have the minimum size of a beitza. A food can become tamei even the smallest amount. Even the smallest amount of food can become tamei. Can I ask you a tayver, Rabbi Shol? Could you do it on the mute, because it's making a lot of funny noises here. Now, just walked into the Beis Medrash is Rabbi Shlomo Rabinowitz. So we have now a chaver who has joined us. Okay? So in the middle of the window, you're late. Show me you are late.
I'm in the middle of another Zoom.
Another Zoom. Vitus. So we have over here a basic principle that when it comes to tumma, an item can become tummy even if it's the smallest mashu. It can be makabel tumma. But in order for a food item to contaminate something else, and it must be the minimum size of a beitza. We have here in front of us food that's tamei, but the food that's tamei is less than the size of a beitza. If we can combine two pieces of food that are both tamei, and they can join them together to achieve the shiur of a beitza, then we have a beitza, and now this object will have the capacity to metame something else. Now let's see the Rashi. Rashi says, the very top Rashi of Memvov. I was on my mind the whole day. How am I going to get you the microphone? I was not able to venture out to get you the microphone.
Memvov Amenalef.
Oh wow, it's so loud. I got to make it lower. It's so loud. Whew. Memvov Amenalef. I'm on the very top Lin Seraf. Rashi says Seraf Tuma. In the first verse of the Pesach Talmid Milsa B'Shiurei, we did go with Seraf Tuma. And the Gemara is going to explain the Pesach Tali Milsa B'Shiur. When it comes to Pesach, the Shi'ur of Tzeruf is regarding measurements. Let's see what the next Rashi. B'Shiur Mitzach HaShon, Al Yitzluksa, Chiluk Bein Makbid L'Sheinei Makbid. V'Hainu D'Ton Nesefa Im Makbid Alof. So what's the case? Here's the long Rashi that explains the whole case. The case here is the Ika Pachas V'Kabeit So'ichlin V'Noga B'Hai Batsek. Hadovik Bareva V'Noga Bohen Tumo. The itme, v'hadar noga bohen oicholin tohirim. Ah, so the case over here is we have dough. The dough is cleaving to the pot, into the areva. Okay, the dough is glued to the pot. The dough is stuck onto the pot. Now what happens? Tuma makes contact with the food. So the food now becomes a rish. Let's make very simple. Let's assume over here a sheretz, a dead sheretz, which is an avatuma, touches the food, the botzek. What happens? The botzek becomes a rishain. Right? The sheretz is an av. The sheretz touches the dough. The dough becomes a rishain. Now, does that dough in turn contaminate? No. Well, first of all, dough does not have the ability to contaminate a nareva, because dough is a rishon, and a pot can only become tamei when it comes in contact with a avatuma, and the dough is a rishon, and dough cannot make a rishon, cannot make a pot tamei. The noga tuma b'mitzmei v'hadar nagu b'chen oichlin toin den. So now what's the issue? Now attaches itself to this little piece of dough, food that is tohar. What is the nidoin? The nidoin appears to be, does the food that touched this other piece of dough, does it become tameh? So b'Pesach, if it's Pesach, the isur chometz mechashvoi the osei choshuv, incredible chiddush. When it comes to Pesach, when there's an isur kores, and the isur is choshuv. Hoyl kazayis huskal leschayiv leinyan iser chametz, since the shiur to be chayiv kores is a kezayis, the loy batul legabi areva, it's not batul legabi areva, ki the tayle within the resha, like within the beginning of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah says that if you have a kezayis, you have a kezayis of chametz, and we had two different ways of learning the Mishnah yesterday. So is it in the makom that's also lechazek? It's in the makom that's not also lechazek. That's a separate nidoin. But the Gemara is, but however you want to learn the Mishnah, however you want to learn the Mishnah, according to one of the ways of learning the Mishnah, if it is a kezayis, you got to get rid of it. That's what the Mishnah, that's the basic law. How are you going to zetzer? How are you going to explain what the hechatins is b'diuk? That's a different child, two different lashonis in the Gemara. But one thing is for certain, that if you do have a full, if you do have a full kezayis, there is going to be hechatim, so you must eliminate it. Because a kezayis is choshev. Just like a kezayis is choshev, l'inin bal yiro, bal yimotze, you have to remove it. That chashivus changes the dinim with regard to tumah v'tahara. Even though ordinarily you need a beitza is approximately 2 zeisim. Okay, Shlomo, did you know that? Did you know that in one egg, you can put in one egg 2 olives? Try it. Take an eggshell and delicately slice it open. And then, if you can't do that, then go to the supermarket, put in 25 cents into one of those things that you can buy, like a ring to give a girlfriend. They come in eggs, these plastic eggs. Those plastic eggs are basically the same size as a real egg. So you don't have to slice the egg. You can open up the plastic. You can take out the toy. You can give it to me. And then in that egg, go buy 2 olives. And you will notice that you can squeeze in exactly 2 olives into that plastic egg thing that you buy for 25 cents in ShopRite. Or in, they don't sell anymore now, it costs 50 cents?
Over $1.
Over $1 now?
You're talking about the white thing that comes in with a toy in it.
Yeah.
The kids love it, and it costs more than $1.
No, that's what you buy in the supermarket. I'm talking about the old, whatever it is, fine. You buy the egg, so that's the size of an egg, and you can squeeze in there 2 zeisim. So here's the nidoin. In normal circumstances, in order for a food to have the ability to convey toma, it must be the size of a beitza. But being that on Pesach, chometz is so choshuv, because if it's the size of a kezayis, half the size of a beitza, you are required to eliminate it. That chashivas changes the law of tumah v'tahara, that if even if it's only a kezayis and it's tamei, it has the ability to contaminate something else. So therefore, hoil kezayis is a little choshuv in the yisur chometz of loy botel gabi areva kintam reisha hashlim in tumah nami loy botel gabi areva mitzdarif lahashlim. Now here's the key words. Umitzdareif lahashlim lichabeitza. And what is that? In the af al gav de ein makbid olav, it's going to be mitzdareif. It's going to join. You're going to have a chatzi zayis lahashlim lichabeitza. The af al gav de ein makbid olav, you're not makbid upon it. Umitame es acherim. Now there's something we're missing over here. Let's read the next Rashi. I'm missing over here a very important point. I'm going to show you Masashana. The lekel lemeima isui chesuva ibikapei the tali milsa in makbid alav mitzareif. If you makbid it's mitzareif, the choshev oichla, the hoyel, the seifo litloi. You're going to take it away. So it seems like this. It seems the issue over here is not that it's going to contaminate. I think this was throwing me off. Rashi over here says. This is what's throwing me over here in this whole Rashi. Rashi says, when we started, when we defined the case, the ikar pachlas mikabetsa oichlin v'nagu b'hai batzek, hadavik b'yari v'naga b'hen tumo v'itnei, v'hadar nagoi b'hen oichlin tehoirim. Let's see. Pachlas mikabetsa, v'nagu b'hai batzek, this pachlas mikabetsa, it touched his dough, Adar Bareva. I didn't say the case correctly. The case is like this. The case is, we're going to read the Rashi again, is where you have one beitza, a chatzi beitza, that is attached to the pot. Now, at this moment in time, that chatzi beitza that's attached to the pot is tohor. Now comes along another chatzi beitza, another kezayis of food, and it cleaves. It touches the other chatzi beitza. So now, how much do you have in total? You have in total one complete beitza, a chatzi beitza of chometz, and a chatzi beitza of kosher lePesach food. And now comes along a dead sheretz, and the dead sheretz touches the combination, the tseruf. So what would you say? Well, right now I have in front of me a complete beitza. It happens to be that half of the beitza is chometz, and half of the beitza is matzah. L'kayim ashlemar shenchol le'los anochlim chometz u'matzah. Yeah, but it's Pesach now. Yeah, over here a full beitza, and in this full beitza, chatzi of the beitza is chometz, and the other half of the beitza is matzah. So what is the question? The question is, does it join together? Do we say that we have a total of one beitza, and now that this unit has become tamei, it has the ability to contaminate another food. If another food will now touch this combo, it will become tamei. Why would you say that it should not? We should say that since you don't care for it, this chatzi, this zayis that is attached to the pot is insignificant. As far as you're concerned, it's garbage. It's not called an oichel in your eyes. You don't care for it. You don't view it as a food. So we should say that you don't have a full beitza. You only have a chatzi beitza, because the half of the beitza, which is the one kezayis that is attached to the pot, it doesn't count. Kamashlo, no. Since we learned in the last Mishnah that on Pesach, if you have a full zayis in your pot, you must eliminate it, even if you couldn't care less about it. It's choshev because of its size. We don't care if you care for it, not care for it. Automatically, it's going to be called a chatzi beitza, a kezayis of chometz, of food. Now is joining with another zayis of food. Together you have a beitza of food. And if now they become tamei, they together will have the ability to contaminate another piece of food. But if it's she'or yemois hashana, it's the rest of the year, we couldn't care less how much food is attached to the pot. Because if whatever you have attached to the pot is something that you're going to be mevatel, you're not makbid on, it does not have the status of food. It becomes part of the pot. So it's not even called a food. So all that you're going to be left with is going to be whatever is cleaving to this, which is going to be less than the shi'ur, and now there will not have the ability to contaminate. Now let me read that idea that I just expressed in the words of the Rashi. Rashi says like this. Look at the Rashi. The Rashi over here says the Ika, I'm reading the Rashi, three lines from the top of the page. Rashi says, the Ika pachas b'kebeitza oichlin, b'nogu b'hai batzik. You have less than the size of a beitza, of food, that touched to this dough. So what are we doing? We are combining dough with food to make up the requisite shiur of a kezayis, of a beitza, we must reach the size of a beitza. Because the only thing, l'chol hadeos, that has the ability to convey tumah, to transmit tumah upon contact to something else, is the size of an egg. An egg is comprised of two zeisim. And here we're combining one kezayis of chometz with a kezayis of non-chometz. They're touching each other, and after they touch each other, they're going to come in contact with the sheretz. Again, the Rashi, nika pachas mikabetza, a less than a beitza of oichlin, the nogu that is touching b'hai botzek, the dough that is chometz, that is attached to the pot. Hadavet bareva. And then what happened after these two things combined together? We have now one complete beitza, the two of them combined together, the noga bohen tumo, the itme, a sheretz, a dead sheretz, crawled into the Areva and touched it. And then the dead Sheretz left. So the dead Sheretz has now touched this unit, which is currently one complete Beitza, comprised of two halves. One half is Chometz, the other half is not Chometz. Now, after it became Tomei, V'hodar, Nogu Bohen Oichlin Tohoirin. Then this combo made contact with another piece of food. Someone came to say hello. They brought with them some kosher lepesach ladyfingers. And the ladyfingers went and touched this combo. So what is the question? You go to the Roth, yes, the Rav Shaila, are the ladyfingers, are they Tomei? So here is the rule. Being that today is Pesach, the Pesach, the Isur Chometz Mechashvoi V'Asohu Choshuv, a Beit, a Kezayis, is Choshuv in its own right. We don't care if you're planning to leave this Zayis in the crack of the pot to fill up the crack or not. We don't care what your intent is. That was the previous Mishnah. We learned yesterday, holy yesterday. We don't care what your Kavon is. If you have the size of a Zayis, automatically it's Choshuv. And therefore, regardless of your hakpadas or not, but Pesach, the Isur Chometz, Mechashvoi, it gives the Chashivos, the Osehu Choshuv. We learned in the Mishnah yesterday, if it's a Kezayis, it's not bottle legabi the areva, and you have an obligation to do bayer. It's not going to come, it's also not bottle. If it's not bottle, it's independent, it's considered to be an oichel, and together with the other oichel that is cleaving to it, we have the requisite shi'ur of a beitza, which now in turn can be metame other foods. What do you mean? Why are we considered this to be calling a food? As far as I'm concerned, it's a filler. It's like a piece of wood. It's a piece of foam. It's nothing. It's part of a pot. No, the Avgav de Makar love, no. It doesn't make a difference because it's Pesach today. And when it's Pesach, we don't care if you're Hakpoda or not Hakpoda. What we care about, is it called a food or is it not? Is it a Beitz or is it a Zayis or not a Zayis? But let's say it'll be B'Shoi B'Sa Shana, it will not be Pesach, then it's not dependent upon the Shi'ur of a Kezayis or not. What it depends on is your Hakpoda, your attitude. B'Shoi B'Sa Shana, the Lech Alemeh Yisur Chashiro, B'Kpeit Tali Milsa, Imachlo Mizarf, the Chashav Uchla, Hoyle Vesef Alidloi. It's considered to be an oichel since you plan to take it away. Okay, so that is what it means when Abaye said, "Avloy le'inyon toma." When Abaye went and he made this statement, and Abaye said these words, when we said over here this memra, and the memra came along and said, that it's not going to be linyan toma, Rav Yehuda, that's the second line from the bottom of the previous daf, of Memhei on the base. Amar Rav Yehuda, what did Rav Yehuda say? Ema ul'inyan atoma enoi kain. This that was saying that it's enoi kain is only discussing one issue. The issue called tseruf. That's what we're discussing. When Rav Yehuda made this statement, ul'inyan atoma enoi kain, he's not coming to revise the Mishnah. The Mishnah is discussing something else. But let's just focus on the memor of Yehuda. Ule'inyon tumah enoi kain, what is it referred to? So the memor of Yehuda, in the Mishnah, you're right, that's not what we're discussing in the Mishnah. Elam Rabbi Yochakamah, when Rabbi Yehuda said, Ule'inyon tumah enoi kain, top of the page, Le'inyon tseruf tumah. And what does it mean? Be'pesach, that a kezayis is choshuv, then, and v'shoyim mois hashana ika pluksa. That's what it's going to be. Ika is going to be a pluksa. I mean, there's going to be a difference. Rashi is a very unusual way to the language of the Gemara here is not the typical language. Ika pluksa over here means there is a difference. Don't be misled to think ika pluksa means a machlekes tarem amarayim. No. We're not discussing a machlekes tanoim and amoroyim. What it says, the ikapluksa, means there is a chiluk. There is a differentiator, there is a difference between the cases. Okay, the chaylin in tumba, there's pesach v'shem v'shashana ikapluksa. There's going to be a difference between tseiruf. On Pesach, it's going to combine, provided it's the shear of a kizayis, and on Shoyimos Hashana, it's not going to combine. Okay, Shlomi, are you with me?
A little bit.
I eat my heart out. You don't understand what I'm talking about? And Shlomi, you understand what I'm talking about? Basically means no in my vocabulary. So let's chazen nochemo. Obviously, no one understood a word that I said. Very simple. Here we go. Very quickly. One, two, very quickly. What digressing? I said it the way it is. Here, one more time. Here we go. Very simple.
What's the point here?
Very simple. We have a braisa. Rabbi Yehuda made a statement. Okay? His statement was, V'chein le'inyin tumah einoi kein. That the Mishnah is discussing Pesach. And in Rabbi Yehuda says, there's a fundamental difference between Pesach and the laws of Tumah. What in the world does that mean? Along comes Abaye, I'll tell you what that means. We're discussing a case called Tseruf. What in the world is Tseruf? So here it is. First of all, you have to appreciate the halacha that in order for a food to contaminate another food, it must have a minimum size of an egg. Okay, now, that's number one. Number two, what is the size of an egg? An egg is two zeisim, two olives. Okay, next thing. A food can become tamei, by the way, this is a side point, which might not be necessary. A food can become tamei even if it's a mashahu. Okay, if a dead sheretz touches a crumb, the crumb becomes tamei. Okay? Got it? If a dead sheretz touches a crumb, the crumb becomes tamei. If you want the crumb to be metame something else, it can't. It needs to be the size of an egg. What? I can't hear you again. Put it in the microphone. What do you mean? Of course it can. Of course it can. What are you talking about? A rishon can make a sheni? Where have you been? What are you talking about? That's by Truma, Truman Kotchen. Let's discuss over here Chulin. Chulin, a Rishon can make a Sheni. An Oichel can be Metam and Oichel. Now here's the case. In simple language, you have here an Areva, our Sugya. You have a pot. And in the pot you have a crack. And you went and you took some dough, chomet stick of dough, and you stuck the dough into the crack. You stuck it in there. You fashtubbed it in there. As far as you know. Now, what's the size of that dough? The size of that dough is a kazayis.
Okay.
Okay, now, number two, could you give a hoot about that dough? As far as you're concerned, your mind, that dough is glue, or it's some pudding, or it's some paste, it's plaster. It's, in your mind, that's not called food. In your mind, that's called my pot. Are you with me?
Yes.
So on the one hand, it's the size of a kazayis. On the other hand, you couldn't care less about this. As far as you're concerned, this is going to be some glue to fill the crack of my pot. Now, that kezayis, in and of itself, if it was tamei, and this, let's assume it is tamei, if another food would touch it, if you would go take some cookies and have the cookies touch this glue that you stuck into the crack of your pot, would it become tamei? No. Impossible. Why not? No matter how tamei that thing is, it's less than the size of a beitza. In order for that thing to contaminate, that thing with the very least needs to be the size of a beitza. That thing that's stuck into the crack is at most the size of a zayis. A zayis does not have the ability to contaminate something else. Okay, you with me so far?
Yes.
Now, here comes, so what do...
Now we're going to tziruf.
Now, along comes into this pot, into this thing, someone takes another piece of food that will tip the scales. That together, when you'll take that piece of food together with the piece of food that's stuck into the crack of the pot, you'll now have a complete beitza. That's what you do. And both of these pieces of food are tameh. They're both the same tumah. A dead sheretz touched the crack in the pot, the dough that's fashtuked into the crack in the pot, and the same dead sheretz also walked over to the other piece of food that was lying on your table that you're going to combine, also touched it. So now you have two zaysim that are definitely tameh. They're both a rishon l'tumah. You then take the piece of food that's on the table and you attach it. You make it come into contact, and you glue it to the chametz that's stuck into the crack of your pot to fill the crack. Presto! What do you have now? I have now food that's the size of a beitza, because you're combining two zaysim, a zayis that's the glue in your pot, and a zayis that you took off your dining room table. So you have now a complete beitza of food, and both of these kizaysim are independently tameh, and you have a whole beitza now of food that is tameh. Wonderful. And now you take, let's say, whatever you want to go take. Let's say you take a piece of steak, and the piece of steak now touches this combo, this hybrid, this combo. Does that beitza that's a rishon, does it contaminate my steak and make my steak into a sheni? Along comes the Abaye. Abaye says, well, it depends. If it's Pesach, the answer is yes. If it's Shor Yimos Hashanah, the answer is no. Why if it's Pesach, yes? Because in Pesach, we just finished learning, the only thing that counts about Pesach is size. Is it a Zayis? Is it not a Zayis? Even though in your mind, this Zayis of dough has been stuck into the crack of the pot, and I'm done with it. I'm mevatel it. I don't care for it. When it comes to Pesach, we don't care what you care. When it comes to Pesach, the only thing that matters is size. If this glue that you stuck into the crack of your pot is the size of an olive, it's choshuv. If it's choshuv, it's called a food. Once it's called a food, it will then join forces with another zayis to make up the share of a beitza. And now you have a full beitza of food, which has the ability to contaminate another food. But if this was Sh'or Yimos HaShanah, then the kezayis that's stuck into the crack of the pot to fill it, that it should not break, is not called a food, no matter how big it is. You know why? Because the Sh'or Yimos HaShanah, in order for it to be a food, you have to be makbid. I have to say to myself, I want to eat it. I'm going to stick my fingers into the crack and pull it out. But if I couldn't care less about it, I wanted to remain in that crack to fill the gap, to keep the pot strong, your kavana is mevatel, cancels it from having the status of a food. It's no longer a food. It's a piece of wood. It's a piece of a foam, a piece of insulation, whatever you want to call it, and it's not a food. So now when I take the other zayis that was on my dining room table, and I join it with this filler in my pot, all you're left with, and even though both of them are tameh, by the end of the day, all you have left is only one zayis of food. One zayis of food does not have the capacity to be metameh my steak. Because in order to metameh, you need a full beitza of food. And I don't have here a full beitza, but you do have a full beitza. The pot that's in the crack of the pot is a zayis. So it's one zayis plus another zayis, which equals to be a beitza. It should contaminate. No, it's not. The one zayis that's stuck in the crack of my pot is not called a oichel, because it's a shor yemois hashana. And the shor yemois hashana, once you have decided to be mevatel it, you're not makbid upon it. I don't care about it. I want it to remain there. It automatically becomes a non-food, no matter how large it is. But if it was Pesach, it would combine against your will. Because when it comes to Pesach, the only thing that counts is size. And if it's a Zayis, then automatically it's called food, and it will combine.
Why am I makbid on it? Okay, something so if you don't play around by
No, Pesach, it doesn't.
Why am I makbid?
On Pesach, it doesn't make a difference if you're makbid, you're not makbid. That's what we learned yesterday. We don't care if you want to let it sit in the pot or not.
Because
gzeres hakosov, bal yeroh bal yimotze, a kezayis of chametz, even if your kavana is it should be glue in the pot, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If it's the size of the kezayis, you're mechuyev to do biur. You're mechuyev to eliminate it. That's
why can't I do bittel?
Because bittel is only what you don't know about. You're going back to the old circus of bittel. You're only mevatel chametz that you do not know about. You're not mevatel chametz that you do know about. That's the halach. That's why the Chazal told us you're not allowed to just be mevatel chametz. You have to do biur. Bittel only works for chametz that you do not know about. If you have in your pot a kezayis, this is yesterday's daf, a kezayis of glue, which is full-fledged chametz, which is edible, it's edible chametz, it just happens to be that I'm using it as a glue in the pot. Along comes the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, sorry to tell you, if it's the size of a kezayis, you gotta eliminate it. Even though your intent is, I'm not gonna eat it, I want it to be part of my pot, I'm a vatel it, we don't care you want to vatel it. The halacha says, if it's a kezayis, there's a mitzvah, the arayis of bi'ur, you have to eliminate it. Oh, I have to eliminate it, even though I couldn't care less about it. The Torah's directive, Torah's instructions, that you have to eliminate it, gives a chashivus, it's an oichel. So now when I take that, and I take the other kezayis that's on my dining room table, which certainly is an oichel, and I bring the two together, and they're both tamei, because the dead sharets touch them both. So now I have in total a full beitza, a kezayis, plus a kezayis, equals a beitza, a full beitza, that's tamei, as a rishon l'tuma, and now if I take my steak and it touches it, my steak becomes a sheni. But if this was v'shoyim ha'sashona, it wasn't Pesach, then when I look at that kezayis in the crack of my pot, it's not a food. It's not a food. Why is it not a food? I'm not makbid. I want it to be there. I want it to be glue. I don't want it to be a food. So then, v'shoyim ha'sashona, your kavana is what creates the status. It becomes, and therefore, you're not makbid. If you're not makbid, it's not a food. If I don't care about it, I want it to be glue, so talk, it's glue. If it's glue, it's not a food. So when you take the zayis on your dining room table and you attach it to this glue, what are you left with when everything is said and done? You're only left with an aleph. You don't have the requisite shear of a beitza that you need to contaminate something else. So when my steak now touches this combination, my steak remains tahar. You got it? You understand? Are we sure, Levi? You understand?
Yes, I got it now.
Okay, now let's chaz the words of the Gemara inside to see all that. Daf mem hei on the base in the bottom. Om Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said it's the second line from the bottom. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Eima. What we really meant to say was Le'inyan Hatoma. He says Einoi Kain. Now we thought that this was, we bring this into the Mishnah. You can't say that. The Mishnah clearly is creating a question, an equation. And that we're going to get back to. That the Gemara is yet to get back to. When it says the Mishnah, the Chayin, we're going to get back to that. But before we get back to the Mishnah, we have to make sense of Rabbi Yehuda. Ela, Amar Abaye, Hachi Ka Amar. When Rabbi Yehuda said, the Chayin le'inyin tumo einoi kain, there's a difference regarding Chometz and tumo. It was taught specifically regarding the rules of Tseruf. The Chayin, the Inyan Tseruf, Tumma, El Inyan Tseruf. Tumma, El Inyan Tseruf, Tumma, period. That's where it's Einoi Kain, where there is no relationship between Pesach and Chomet, between Tumma and Pesach. That's where it's going to be, it's not going to be the same. When it comes to Tseruf, and the Gemara explains this in one short line, Ba Pesach, regarding Pesach, uvishor yimois hashana, ego piluksa. It's enoi kain. There is a difference. Okay, it's not the usual way you use the word piluksa. Ego piluksa is a fundamental difference between the two. Meaning, when it comes to Pesach, then it's going to be mitztaref. But when it comes to shoyimois hashana, it's not going to be mitztaref. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda meant when he says v'chein l'inyan tuma enoi kain. When it comes to tuma, it's not the same. When it comes to tuma, it's not the same. There's a difference between the zman of Pesach. It's not all the same. And heichidami, and the Gemara says, what's the case to the case? Kigoyin, the ego, the case is a pochus mika beitza oichlin, less than a beitza of oichlin. Now that means, and what of oichlin, when you brought from your dining room table the nagu, and it's in contact with the high botzik, with the dough that's stuck into the crack of your pot as a glue, and the dough that's stuck into the crack of your pot as a glue is the size of what? A zayis, a full-fledged zayis. So, bit Pesach, what in regard to Pesach we learned yesterday, the isurei choshuv, the prohibition is choshuv, then mitztaref. We don't care what your kavon is. We couldn't care less that you have decided that you're going to leave this dough in the crack forever. We don't care what your kavan is. We only look at size. If what's in this crack is the size of a zayis, automatically there's an obligation to eliminate it. That makes it choshev in its own right. That turns it into a food, not into glue. Then, if we join that with the other pochus nikabetza, another zayis together, we now have the shiur of a betza. Together, these two things, the dynamic duo. It's the dynamic duo. Both of these things are going to come together. They're going to come together, these two together, and they're both tameh. A sheretz touched both of these little these items. So together we have a beitza. Chatzi beitza is the glue, and the other chatzi beitza is the other food. They come together because even the chatzi beitza that's a glue in halacha is considered to be a food because it's Pesach, and it's mitztoreif. They join together. They join together, we have a full beitza, and it's a rishon l'tumah. You'll have the ability, the potential, to contaminate my steak. But b'shar yimais hashana, when it's the rest of the year, we don't care the size. What counts is kepeda, not kepeda. The kepeda talia milsa, in makbid alav, if you're makbid, meaning I don't want this to be in the crack. I don't want this to be the filler. There are better things you can buy on Amazon to fill up a crack. I don't want this to be the filler. Oh, you want to take it out? That's your plan? Oh, it's a food. Botzek, dough is a dough. Dough is dough. Dough is food. Memela will be able to combine the zayis with the zayis on the dining room table to make the shiva beitza and limitame. In makbid alav, mitztaref. Im roitze bikiyuma. But let's say you want this dough to remain in the crack to seal the pot. So in your mind, it's not a food, it's glue. If it's glue, and then you take another zayis and attach it to it, and they both are tameh because of the dead sheretz, so what? When you take the steak and it touches the food that's connected to the dough that's in the crack, you only have an aleph. You don't have the full beitza because what's in the crack is not called the food. Harehu kareva, and it's part of the pot. You're only going to be left with the zayis from the dining room table, and that's not enough to make to be metame. It's not sufficient to be metame the meat. Good?
Yeah.
I'm sure you, is this okay? You understand everything? Yeah. Good? Clear?
I'll hold you, my friend.
Next. Mask of Rava. Rava says, I don't like this answer. After everything we just spent over here, the last 43 minutes.
Tough luck if he doesn't like the answer.
What you say?
Tough luck if he doesn't like the answer.
Oh, Mamasa Varava, Mikitani, Mitztaref. Where did you make up that terminology? You're saying the word, the words that it said was, it says Choytzeitz. So I guess we're going back to the Mishnah. We have to just clarify that point. When it says this thing of combining together the chayin le'inyan tumah. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Go back to the Dibra Masl in the Gemara. On the previous staff, 1, 2, 3, 4, V'chein L'nin Tumah, when it comes to Tumah, in Makbid Olav Choytzeitz, V'mroitze V'kiyumoy Harei Hu Ka'areva. Okay, so really, Abaye was really explaining that principle. That's a reason we have to come back to. But the point over here is, if Abaye is coming to explain the principle of Tumah, and you're telling me about Tseiruf, excuse me, Tseiruf is not what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Chatzitza, as in going to Mikvah. It doesn't talk about Tseiruf. Where did you invent the principle of Tseiruf and insert it into the Mishnah? What are you doing over here? So what's going on over here? So Ferdigo Masan Rabba Mikatani Mitzvadev, did it say Tseiruf? It says Vachoitzeitz Kutani. So the Gemara says Gerecht. Gerecht. Ela Amra Rava Vachay Lahalois Tahara La'areva. A new case, a new Echetimsa. To elevate Tahara La'areva. What does that mean? What are we talking about? Hechidami. He got the Itme Hachareva. Here's the Echetimsa. You have an Areva. An Areva has been visited by Tumah. It's now Tame. A boy led Bula to Pesach and you want to go immerse it in the mikvah. In a ritual bath. But Pesach, on the festival of Passover, the Isuroi Choshev Choitzit. So what's in this Areva? In the Areva there's a crack. And in the crack you inserted a kizayis of dough to fill the crack. And it is your sincerest desire that kizayis of dough that you have inserted in the crack should remain there le'olam vo'ed u'le'netzach mitzochim. That's your sincerest desire. You mevatel it to the areva. Along comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says, we don't care what you want. Today, hain benacht is Pesach. And if it's Pesach, your das is bottle. If it's a kezayis, gzeres hakosuv, a kezayis is choshuv. Lemela, it's choshuv, it's considered to be a chatzitza in the tevila of the areva. The choshuv choytzitz, the lois solkolo tevila. The tevila will not ascend. It will not be of any benefit to be metal the areva. So the rest of the year, if your sincerest desire is that it should be botul umivutul to the areva, it should be a permanent glue, a permanent filler in this areva. Gezudeit, it's part of the areva, so the tefillah it's not a chatzitza. If your kavan is, no, I'm going to remove it, I'm going to eliminate it because I'm going to buy something better to insert into the crack, that will be a better job, then it will be a chatzitza. Okay, that's the second answer. Mas tiflora papa, mikatoni b'chilin tahara? What are you talking about? How could you go say, that's the pshat in the Mishnah? We make this analogy. Does it say b'chilin tahara? You're telling over here that you're trying over here to go with V'chelinim Tumah. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Your answer by telling me that you have over here dough in the crack of the pie, you want to go with Matara, that's what it should say V'chelinim Tahara. Will there be a dilemma? Is a chatzitza, not a chatzitza. This also doesn't make any sense. Elam Rapapa, I have an upshot. Rapapa always, you ever notice that Rapapa, he always has the last word? You notice that? That's why by Yisim you say, Chanina ma papa, Roy ma papa, Raf ma papa, Rochesh ma papa, Sor ma papa, Dor ma papa, Rochesh ma papa, Abamor ma papa, Such ma papa. 10 papas, they have 10 children. Kinege the Aseres v'ne Haman. Papa, they have 10 papas. 10 Aser, why? Why does he come at this? Because this seems the end. It's the Gemara. And if you notice, Rav Papa always gets the last word in. In Shas, Every time you have a law machlekes in the Gemara, who at the very end always comes into the save? Riviera. Riviera, he's the closer. Same gematria. Rav Papa and Riviera have the same gematria. He comes into the save. And that's why he gets the last word when you make a siyum. Yamaskir, the one who always got the last word in every sugya and shas, you mentioned the 10 sons of Papa.
10 sons of Moses.
What?
The 10 sons of Haman.
Not of Haman, of Papa.
Of Papa.
By Papa. You hear what I'm telling you? You're not going to hear this in the other 1046 Daf Yom Yishuv listed in the Agudas Registry. Not even in the Daf Bites. By...
You know who else has 10 sons?
No, Rabbi Yochanan.
Binyamin.
And he named all of his 10 sons after Yosef. He named all of his 10 sons after Yosef. All referring to this wedding. He did not see my wedding canopy. He did not see my chuppah, this, that. What's the pshat? It was such an important thing to get married, to get married. Why was it such an important thing? He didn't come to my wedding. So he didn't come to the wedding. Big deal. He didn't come to your wedding. You go to everyone's wedding, you get an invitation, you go to everyone's person's wedding, what's wrong? He named his 10 sons after Yosef, mourning over the fact that Yosef did not attend Binyamin's wedding. Pilip line. Rabbi Yochanan had 10 sons also, they all died. He carried the tooth of his youngest son to give nechama to people and to show them, look, I survived, so you could also survive. Vaita. The number 10, the Aseres Adibris, the 10 Makos. Vaita. Shlomo HaMelech had 1,000 wives. Why? It's divisible by 10.
1,000 wives.
Can you imagine?
How many kids did he have from them?
Doesn't say anywhere how many kids.
How many children did he have, period?
He had at least two. Rechavam. Yeah, Adoniyah ben Chagis. No, I'm sorry. He had Rechavam, and he had. He had Rechavam. That was it. Who's the other one? Rechavam. Yeravam ben Nevo was not a son. He was just Baal Machlekes. So I don't know how many children he had. I don't know. Who says all of these wives were real wives? Maybe they were just political alliances. They were just
Pelegish.
A Pelegish? No, I don't know. But Chazal said that he doesn't get Chagil Mabah. Chazal in the Mishnah. That Shlomo HaMelech violated a Torah law. Lo Yarbe Lo Noshim. You're not allowed to have more than 18 wives. Lo Yarbe Lo Noshim. He violated Halacha because he said that the Torah says, why you not have more than 18 wives? Because they're going to Yosu Levavai. It's not going to happen to me. So he married 1,000 wives. And what happened? It says the Ferish Naposta, they did indeed influence him. And he worshipped, he built the temple of Avodah Zarah. And the Mishnah says that Shlomo HaMelech, the Chazal wanted to say that he has no chelik in Elam Havah.
Shlomo HaMelech built the art temple for idols?
Yes. Yes, this is Bas Paro. Bas Paro went and she demanded from her husband, she wants to build the temple, and he let her build the temple for Avodah Zarah. And not only that, she demonstrated to him how they worship all the idols in the temple. And because of that, Yosef Levavoy, and the Mishnah in Sefer Sanhedrin says that the Chazal wanted to say that Shlomo HaMelech does not have a chelik in Olam Haba. Would you believe that? That's what it says. I'm not making this up. Vaita. The Chayim, the Inyan, so now we have Elam Papa. Our Papa's only gets the last word in. So now the final answer is in order to cause Tumma to descend upon the Areva. Now what does that mean exactly? Here we go. What's the answer? Yavin Areva, and there's a crack, and in the crack you fashtut. What did you do? You fashtut into the crack. You put there a kezias of botzek. What happens now? A dead sheretz comes along and touches the botzek. So if it's Pesach, if it's Pesach, we don't care what your kavana is. The only thing we look at is size. What's the shiur? A kezayis. A kezayis is choshev in its own right. It's not botel legabe. It's not botel legabe the areva. Memela, what happens? When the dead sheretz is an av hatoma, it touches the botzek. The botzek becomes a rishon letoma. And then when the botzek in turn touches the areva, nothing happens. Because a rishon cannot be metame, a kli. So the areva is tahar. But if it's shor yemos hashana, the only thing that counts is bittul. Did you decide that this dough should become a chelik of the pie? I want the dough to be the glue that's going to be stuck into the crack forever and ever. So in your cover, in mine, it's not called the food anymore. It's called the wall of the pot. Because I want it to be there forever. So now when the dead sheretz touches the glue in the pot, so it's as if it's touching the pot itself. So the pot becomes a rishon. The sheretz is an av, and the pot now becomes a rishon. That's the maskana. Elam rapapapos. That's the answer. Nachmul with the gemara papa grilling the loy tum la riyach. He then going the naga sheretz v'chavai botzei. Pesach diusu b'chashuv chashuv chaitetz v'loy nachmul lovim tumah. B'shem mes hashan de b'beit hal mosel nachmul lachosvim eiros v'kiyumai harayikran eva. So tonight you should never forget that we learned tonight three moiridika mahalchim in the sugya. We learned the first mahalch of Tseiruf, the chidush of Tseiruf. Then it's Tseikins, we learned the yisoid of Chatzitza, Tvila b'mikvah. And then we learned the third, final maskana rapapa of Lahoyrituma Lagabe Areva. Okay, it was kedai to wake up this morning, to come into this world to learn these choshev sugyas, to learn these three incredible sugyas. To know what it means in the Mishnah, Mesech HaPesachim, V'chein, 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 Legabe, what it says in the Mishnah, V'chein, Legabe, Tuma. What it means, V'chein, Legabe, Tuma, we're going to make a distinction between Pesach and, that's what it is, V'chein, we're going to make a distinction, Legabe, Pesach, and Shoyim, Mais Hashana. We're going to make a distinction. Shoyim, Mais Hashana, it's Tali, B'Kepeda. Legabe, Pesach, it's Tali, and Shir. And they're going to be three nafkaminas. A nafkamina of Tseruf, a nafkamina of Tahara, Chatzitza, and a nafkamina of Lachoy Ritumo Lagavav. The Pshat and the Mishnah all of these halachas are MS. The Mishnah is discussing specifically the case of Lachoy Ritumo because the Mishnah says the word Chatzitza, it's a Chatzitza preventing the Tumah from touching the pot. Because if the dough is independent, so the dough takes the heat. The dough becomes a rishon l'tumah. And then after the dough becomes a rishon l'tumah, it no longer has the ability to contaminate the pot. But if it's become bottle, gabi arevu, then it's not bichatzitza. All right, you got it?
Yep.
Okay, now we'll see the next example. Another 2 minutes. Botzek hachoresh. Deaf dough. And what does it mean, botzek hachoresh? It means you cannot see any simonim mufakim if it's chometz or not. You don't see, we look the antennae, how do you say it in English, Shlomi? Antennae? The plural. The plural, how do you say it in plural, the antennae? One antenna.
Yes.
What?
I guess I say it wrong, I say antennas.
No, and how do you say it, we have to answer with Lehman, how do you say it, antennae? Of a locust. If you have cracks.
Yes, you have to have somebody who speaks English.
Yes, yes, your wife, us. Please ask the Rebbetzin. Antennae, the antennae or the antennae, Beloshen Rabin. Beloshen Rabin. So if you have cracks, locust antennae engraved into the dough, you have the dough, and in the dough you see these little cracks that look like the antennae of a locust. That's a simon muvok that it's already chometz. Plus you have dough that's choresh, which means in this context, you don't see the simonim. So the Mishnah says, "What the choritz and yeshbo kiyotzi bo shechmitz hareze osur." So you have to go and you have to look at other dough. If you know that you have other dough, let's see the Rashi. Rashi explains this very well. The choritz because she nikar im hechmitz im lav she meshunehi kicheresh hazeh. It's meshune, like a deaf mute. What is a deaf mute? She yeshlo as nani ve'in nikar. It's unbelievable. Rashi. The word hidden. These words of Rashi in the Mishnah is dvar neflo'im. A person has ears, Oznayim lohem velo yishma'u. Okay, that's, you ever see a briska?
A briska?
A briska, he's saying halal, and he's,
yeah.
Groysi kavana. Einayim lohem velo yiru. Oznayim lohem velo yishma'u. What are you chuckling so much when you say those words? The pasuk is talking about the zohar, it's in halal. The shakal, groysi kavana is, oznayim lohem.
I heard, einayim lohem velo yiru oznayim.
What? Inayim lohem.
No.
Pashup shot. Inayim lohem below. Aznayim lohem. What does it mean? What are you chuckling so hard when you say this? The answer is, he's going to say to you, Psochim memvavim and aleph Rashi. That's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking learning. That's why I'm chuckling. I'm thinking about the Batzei Kechoresh. I'm thinking about the Batzei. I'm telling you, Emissa Yusoy, you're not going to hear this, Shlomo, when you go listen later to the Daf Bites from Bornstein. You're not going to hear this. The cheresh has ears. The inner nikar, im shemei olav, but it doesn't respond. Oznayim lohem lo yirohu. Then adam oimed al biroi al daitai. You don't know what's going on with the person. That's why it's called the botzei kechoresh. He's fatracht in the sugya oznayim lohem velo yishmohu. He's fatracht in the sugya of the botzek hachoresh, based on Rashi, daf menvav and aleph. That's what the briska will tell you why he's chuckling so hard when he's saying those words in halal. Lishnachli, in the botzek hachoresh, koshek hachoresh, it means kecherek, kecheres. In other words, it's not a choresh with a shin, with a sin, like a samach, cheres, pottery. It's like a rock, it's rock hard. There Nikar Sheikh Mitzvah Slama Sheikh Sif upon the ain't seated to the sin that he was doing up the cracks. So what is the law? Yesh kids in the Sheikh Mitzvah, Yesh Israel Shemilusha Mishaita. So Rashi says the key is Zman. It is another piece of dough that was kneaded at exactly the same time that this dough was kneaded. I guess it means the same batch. Does that mean that also? Then Mishaita Ukvar Chmit, and that dough became Chametz. So then this dough, even though there's something wrong with it, you could assume it became chametz. You got it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we're going to stop here.
Yeah,
good night.
Thank you.